How's it going, Eastern Sierra? You've tuned in to Eastern Sierra Now, the new show that serves up local headlines with a side of sass, I said sass, and a sprinkle of sunshine. Today, we've got the scoop on road reopenings, civic duties, community sports, and just enough weather to plan your next outdoor adventure. Whether you're sliding into spring slush, swinging for the softball fences, or signing up for jury duty with a strong moral compass and a pen, we've got you covered. This episode is proudly powered by Peak IV Therapy, your go-to for hydration, recovery, and feeling like your high-altitude self again. And important national update, it's National Hug Your Cat Day. So if your cat's watching this with you, good luck. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, follow us on social media, and share the local love, because if the algorithm doesn't push us to the top, your likes might. If you're heading toward Mammoth Lakes, good news. State Route 203 is officially open for the season. As of yesterday, Caltrans has reopened this key highway, restoring access to one of the most scenic routes in Eastern Sierra. The reopening includes the stretch leading up to Minaret Vista, a favorite among locals and visitors for its panoramic views of the Ritter Range. Road access may still be affected by the Reds Meadow Road reconstruction project, so be sure to check road conditions ahead of travel. This marks the final District 9 highway to reopen following winter closures, so you can now take the high road, literally and metaphorically. Civic-minded residents of Mono County, your time to shine has arrived. Applications are now open for the 25-26 Mono County Grand Jury. This all-volunteer group plays a vital watchdog role, reviewing the operations of local government, investigating complaints, and suggesting improvements, and issuing public reports that promote transparency and accountability. Grand jurors will be seated from July to June, but the county believes the time commitment will remain manageable for most. It's a chance to serve your community and maybe even learn a few secrets, you know, the legal kind. Applications are open to U.S. citizens age 18 or older who have lived in Mono County for at least a year. Feeling drained? Whether you're recovering from a hike up Whitney, battling altitude fatigue, or just a boost, Peak IV Therapy has your back and your hydration levels. From immune support to athletic recovery, our custom IV treatments are designed to get you feeling your best, fast. No gimmicks, just science-backed care delivered by licensed professionals who live and breathe the Eastern Sierra lifestyle. Book your next trip at Peak IV Regenerative and Sports Medicine and elevate your wellness to match your altitude. PeakRegenMed.com to schedule yours today. You looking to mix with the community? The Bishop Chamber of Commerce is hiring an operations manager to help keep things running smoothly behind the scenes. This key role supports local businesses by managing daily operations, coordinating events, and keeping the chamber's mission moving forward. If you're organized, community-focused, and maybe a fan of spreadsheets, this might be your time to step into a role that really makes an impact. For more information on that role, please visit EasternSierraNow.com. June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and Inyo County Health and Human Services is inviting the public to two free events that mix education with a bit of fun. Let's Talk About Elder Abuse Awareness Bingo will be held at the Bishop Senior Center on Tuesday, June 17th at 1:30 p.m. at Lone Pine Senior Center Tuesday, June 24th at 1:30 p.m. Each event will also feature a special guest, Bishop PD Chief Nate Durr in Bishop and Inyo County Sheriff Stephanie Rennie in Lone Pine. These events aim to bring attention to a serious issue in a way that engaging, inclusive, and community-minded bingo with a purpose, well, that's a win for everyone. You love our local news? Help us keep it flowing, like the Owens River in spring. Join Eastern Sierra Now on Patreon and become a part of the crew bringing you daily updates, deep dive stories, weird weather, and all the burrito-fueled drama of our mountain towns. Your support keeps our mics hot, our stories sharp, and our community informed. Get behind-the-scenes access, early content, and the satisfaction of knowing you're making independent local media possible. Find us on patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. And thanks for keeping it local. The summer season is getting underway, and it's bringing a whole lot of fun and community spirit. Let's see what events are on the horizon this week. Tonight, Distant Brewing is once again hosting Eastern Sierra Pool for their weekly tournament beginning at 6 p.m. tonight. Those interested in some stress relief, as we're nearing the end of the week, can enjoy Mammoth Sauna Co.'s tranquil Thursday, even hosted by Outbound Mammoth. This event takes place weekly, beginning at 4 p.m. every Thursday. Additionally, Mono Arts Council will hold a Level 2 printmaking class tomorrow, starting at 5:30 p.m. In Bishop, C5 Art Studios is holding a salsa dance class with instructor Hallie Vickers, beginning at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Also, tomorrow, the Eastern Sierra United Methodist Church will be holding their monthly movie event featuring The Birdcage. This event will begin at 6:30 p.m. and aims to help support and uplift the LGBTQ+ community. On Friday, Sierra Forever is hosting a guided geology tour of the Panem Crater beginning at 9 a.m. Lastly, the Blue Heron Farm is opening this Friday with farm hours running from 4 to 7 p.m. on Fridays. There's always more to explore here in the Eastern Sierra, and if you want to stay on top of it all, well, be sure to visit easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. It's that simple. We say it every time, but really, it'll make your life so much easier, and it doesn't even cost anything. We're sliding into the final stretch of the season for skiing, and the vibes are as springy as the snow. With 36 inches of soft sun-soaked slush, 24 trails, and 3 lifts still spinning, it's your last chance to earn those goggle tans and send it through the terrain park before the curtain drops June 15th. Remember, lifts spin early, 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., so chase those turns, soak in the Sierra sun, and if you're up for it, complete the Mammoth Trifecta. Carve the slopes, ride your bike, take a swing at golf, all in one day. Legends only, by the way. Catch the spring shred while it lasts. Let's end this season in style. Too busy running your business to post about it? Well, that's where we come in. Eastern Sierra Now offers full-service social media management from content creation and community engagement to ad strategy and analytics. Whether you're a coffee shop, a gear shop, or a shop that makes socks for goats, it could happen, I don't know. We'll help you reach your audience and grow your online presence. Let us handle the hashtags while you handle the hustle. Learn more and get started at advertise@easternsierranow.com. With school sports wrapped for the season, the Eastern Sierra doesn't hit pause. It shifts into play mode. Here at Eastern Sierra Now, we want to encourage all of you to stay active over the summer with a little help from the amazing Back Alley Bull and Grill. We live in a beautiful area and we don't want you to miss it because you are staying inside looking at your stamp collection. I mean, we all have one, right? From summer softball leagues, cracking bats, and Bishop to breezy rounds of twilight golf and scenic weekend bike rides through Mammoth, the region is buzzing with activity. If you're playing, we want to hear from you. Team highlights, wild pitches, holes in ones, and all. Clubs, leagues, backyard champions, send us your stories. We'll cover the action like it's game 7. And hey, local businesses, you want to support this momentum? Sponsor a section like our weather, or ski report, or even this sports roundup. I mean, stay visible while keeping our community connected. Big thanks to Back Alley Bull and Grill for keeping this space rolling, just like their lanes. You want your sport out there and your business featured? Slide into our inbox at advertise@easternsierranow.com. Let's take a look at your midweek weather report, Bishop. Today, expect mostly sunny skies with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Highs will reach around 86 with lows 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny conditions continue with the possibility of afternoon thunderstorms. Summer thunderstorms are my favorite. Temperatures will rise to 87, low of 55. And it looks like Friday, that's June 6th for those of you counting, sunshine mixed with some clouds and a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 88, lows of 54. Mammoth. Today, more sunshine than clouds with likely afternoon thunderstorms. 66, 38. Looks like tomorrow, sun and some clouds with possibility of afternoon thunderstorms. Expect highs of 67, lows of 39. And Friday, sunshine mixing with some clouds and a chance of thunderstorms in parts of the area during the afternoon. Highs will be approximately 68, lows 42. And that's all for today's headlines, folks. Whether you're carving the last of the spring snow, crushing community softball, or gearing up for jury service, we're glad you're doing it right here in the Eastern Sierra. Big thanks to our sponsor, Peak IV Therapy, because even your electrolytes deserve a local upgrade. Make sure to follow Eastern Sierra Now on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or whatever social platform hasn't crashed this week. And if you haven't hugged your cat yet, you still got time. But proceed with caution. Stay sharp, stay local. We'll see you next time.